All right, back on the record on the Meadowvale SEPA appeal 20-04549 and 24-04555, 1 o'clock p.m. January 10th, 2025. Just back on for, I believe it was Mr. Rosine's testimony. And Mr. Telgen, you good to go or?
No, Mr. Examiner. So if I may just have a couple moments.
Yes.
So I, before Mr. Rosine's cross-examination, when I was doing his direct, I was, since we had our break, I've had quite a bit of time to reflect on what happened and then call my wife and talk to my client. And the bottom line is I am not doing well. I'm not feeling well right now. My opinion is, I need to go to urgent care. And I called Miss Koloshkova. I'm not saying I'm dying. Okay. And I get it that that there are these schedules. I'm fully aware and I'm very, very sorry. But I would, my motion is to postpone for today so I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. No question about that then. Let's just deal with this by email on Monday. If you're, up and ready to discuss, the future scheduling of this.
I do know. Yeah. There's problems from Ms. Koloshkova. So.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Telgen, for calling me. And I went back and talked with my expert because he's leaving until February. And I was going to suggest, I've got him preparing his testimony in response to Mr. Rosine, which we would be pleased to submit in writing by like end of day today. He has to leave for the airport by 9 on Monday. And I'm wondering if Mr. Telligan's up to it, perhaps the examiner could just continue today to early Monday morning and there would be a chance for him to cross-examine at that point in time.
I can't on Monday.
Okay. Other than that, could we handle Mr. Kindred then potentially in writing? Otherwise, he's gone until the beginning of February, which is why I've been trying to get this thing, get this piece of it done. Not sure what to do.
Why couldn't we do it Monday? I'm sorry. I thought you had offered Monday.
We are scheduled for another day, Monday from 9 to 5. So.
What was that, Ms. Jones? Sorry.
We are scheduled for another day on Monday the 13th.
Yes.
Yeah, we're scheduled.
That's one of my...
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe I was during the second.
Okay. All right. Sorry. The
second day, but we could also continue to Tuesday or Wednesday.
We
need to. I would just need to send out more noticing.
Sorry. Yeah, I was relying on Monday to get my Arborwood decision done, as I know I'm going to spend at least 20 hours this weekend on it, and then was counting on another 10 on Monday. I guess not.
So. Mr. Examiner, I thought you would ask for an extension till the 18th for Arborwood.
I think it was the 13th, I thought.
It was the 13th.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Okay. Well, no, that's my fault. I didn't see in the pre-hearing order that we're still doing it on Monday. So that's, we'll still go on Monday then.
Mr. Kindred has to leave for the airport by 9. We could continue today and have him go earlier Monday morning. He'll just come and be ready to go. I would be happy to start early. I know that that's...
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Okay. So we'll start at 8 o'clock. Is that early enough? Or,
and we will provide written materials for Mr. Kindred by, maybe 5 or 6 p.m. today. Some reasonable end of day time frame. If I can be slightly flexible on that, Mr. Telligan, would that work okay?
Yeah. So yeah, that's no problem.
I would be happy to be available and see as much of my team as possible to be available for a backup day on Wednesday. I am booked for meetings in Spokane on Tuesday on another project. So.
Okay. So we'll reconvene on Monday at 8 o'clock then. And Ms. Koloshkova, you're shooting to get some written comments in by 5 or so. Okay.
I absolutely will. And I will have Mr. Kindred ready to go at 8 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We'll see you at 8 o'clock on Monday then.
Best to you, Mr. Telligan.
Yes. Thank you.
Send a note.